All right, so now there's another serious thing that we got to get into.
Oh. Okay.
Are y'all ready?
More serious than 10 grand? Are we
okay? It is time for us to solve a crime.
Oh. We're solving a crime?
It's time for us to solve a crime, and we need the people of the Bay Area to help us with this, because apparently Chad Cronister is getting 6 tips a day.
Oh.
On this whole thing about Carole Baskin.
Oh, man, you said her name.
People out there.
She gonna come up.
Oh, and she Candyman.
By the way, that's not her name. It's that bitch, Carole Baskin.
Oh, they hate you, Carol. I have not watched this show.
No?
And I have not. And it's been on in my house, and I'll walk through. I'm like, I'm not gonna start it in the middle. But the Carole, they after you.
Yes.
The Sheriff Cronister. And all the people.
He's been all over Good Morning America talking about her.
Oh, they've been trying to get it. He said he is seeking new leads in the case, and he is exploring whatever it may come to mind. He said yesterday that his office is receiving 6 tips a day related to the 1997 disappearance of Don Lewis. He was married to Carol, and basically they think she fed him to a tiger.
That's the theory, yes. Yeah.
Now, those of you who have watched the show, we need your facts. What do you think? What do you think? Did she do it?
Tiger King.
Did she do it? I will tell you, there's a guy by the name of Mercules.
Mercules?
Mercules.
What is that?
Yeah, Mercules.
He's going to help us solve this?
Mercules has his idea.
Carol killed her husband. You won't ever change my mind. Carol killed her husband.
What?
Wow.
What?
All right, Mercury.
It's gotten that big that everybody knows you did it. When you do a crime, and everybody's out there talking about your crime and just game taping your whole thing, you're about to go to jail.
We just got a text. It is actually a meme, and it is a picture of Carol, and it says, if O.J. Simpson was a white woman.
Oh! If O.J. Simpson had him a tiger. Oh, my God. All right, so y'all have watched the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, as a person who hasn't,
yes,
the one or two people in town who hasn't, why is she guilty?
Well, there's just a significant amount of evidence supporting the fact.
What makes you, give me one. Don't give me the overview. Give me one that you think, yo, this.
Okay. Not only was he scared right before his death, he actually filed paperwork with the police department trying to get a restraining order against her because she was threatening to kill him.
And he was also getting ready to divorce her.
Right.
Rumor has it. His friends say. And he
his
went,
best friends.
Got a restraining order, and this is a guy that didn't like the law whatsoever. So everybody was like, for him to make that step to go and talk to law enforcement, he was terrified.
And it was denied.
And in his will, it was updated recently before his passing, and it didn't say like in his death, it said if his disappearance.
The will said in case of disappearance.
Yeah. His lawyer is like, I've been doing this 37 years. I ain't never, ever, ever seen that before.
Ever.
The lawyer?
Yeah.
Ain't never seen that.
Never seen it.
Death or disappearance.
Yeah.
Now, what about the tiger?
Well, yeah, she has a
they
lot
said
of...
They she fed him to the tiger.
Well, because it would just be something...
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, Carol,
allegedly.
They said...
Right.
They, not allegedly. No, they said. And they damn sure. They... said you fed them and them tigers.
And for somebody who hasn't really watched the show, you need to know that he was like 20 plus years her senior, and he was rich.
Rich.
He had money.
Oh,
he found her, because she's from Tampa.
Say it.
He found her walking on Nebraska Avenue at night, mad, walking up and down the street off Nebraska, and that's how they met.
Nebraska. Now, wait, let me explain something to you now.
Back in the 90s.
I was going to say, because let me tell you, the Nebraska, neighborhood, like, watch.
Yeah. Yes.
And the neighborhood has been trying to, you know, like, raise.
Gentrification.
They've been
and all
trying
that.
To raise the image of Nebraska. So they don't like that way that everybody thinks Nebraska has a pop in that way. But if we're talking back in the 90s.
We're talking about the
90s. We are, yes.
I think we need to strike up the song.
Carol killed her husband. You won't ever change my mind. Carol killed her her husband. I'll prove it, it'll just take time. Carol killed her husband, and you won't ever change my mind. Carol killed her husband, I'll prove it, it'll just take time.
Wow.
In the documentary, she also mentioned if you were going to hurt somebody or kill somebody, she mentions that the only way to get a tiger to attack someone would be to cover them or their shoes with sardine oil. Yes.
Shut up.
No joke. She said it during the documentary.
Wait, and so why was she spilling all this tea on the...
It was about Joe Exotic, and there was a theory. One of the cats was actually kind of gnawing on his shoe, which is kind of rare because you see a lot of footage. And all of a sudden, they wanted her take on why the cat was doing it. And her take was, well, if you want a cat to kind of attack you, it's not necessarily cologne, because they would like cologne and want to rub up against it. What you want to do is rub the shoe with sardine oil to attack.
So he had sardine oil on his shoes.
What? We don't know, because he's gone.
This is getting drippy.
All you little cool cats and kittens out there.
All you little cool cats and kittens. And you met her before.
I did. Yes, I got a personal tour at the Big Cat Rescue.
A
few years
from
ago.
From Carol?
From Carol. So
you ain't see him over there?
Nah.
So if we may ask, yes. How close are you and Kevin?
Where were you in the 90s?
Where were you in the 90s? If you know this, Heffa, how we going to say she guilty and she your friend?
Yeah.
Wait, all right, well, damn.
Carol killed her husband.
And Meredith helped her do it.
Carol killed her husband. I'll prove it.
Meredith guilty.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.